In Brother Randy's prayer, he said he was thankful to be able to come together and worship with all these dear people. And that is my sentiment as well tonight. I'm thankful that we have opportunity to come together and sing together, pray together, carry one another's burdens together, and listen to the Holy Spirit together. I know I mentioned, but I just, as I was had been looking to the Lord about whether we were going to start a Bible study for this evening, we'd kind of have one on schedule, but the Holy Spirit very strongly gave me a message to share for us tonight. I've felt very emotional about it, so you can pray for me that I can deliver it. I told Renee that whether there were five of us tonight or if the chapel was full, I'm going to want to be faithful to the Holy Spirit. So the Lord knows why He sends what He does. I'm not here with any stones to throw tonight. I need this message. It's to those that do not know the Lord, but it is also to those of us that do. And I believe that our time is very short. I believe the Lord is coming soon. I do believe that. I believe that even if He tarries His coming, time is short for some of us. If not for all of us, it is for some of us. And we need to be ready to go. We need to be ready to go. We need to be ready to meet God. So I'd like us, if you would, turn with me to the book of Luke. And the title of the message is Now is the Day. Now is the Day. In the 14th chapter of Luke, in the 16th verse, there is a very familiar story that Jesus told. He said, there came unto Him a certain man. He said unto him, a certain man made a great supper, and he bade many. And he sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. Have you ever made a meal for someone and they didn't show up? I remember as a teenager, we had invited someone over to our house, and my mother worked all day, and she labored and made her homemade rolls and made whatever that, I don't know if it was roast or what it was, but she worked all day to have a really special, nice meal. 6 o'clock comes around and the guests didn't show up. Thought, well, they must be running late. But no phone call. 6:15, 6:30, 6:45, 7, and they never showed up. I don't know what happened, but I do know this. They had been invited, and they had even accepted, but they didn't show up. The Lord God has made a provision for all of us to go to heaven. And there's been an invitation sent. Now, I know that it seems like more and more weddings are getting a little more exclusive, and you better get an invitation. Someone said one time, are you going to the wedding? And you kind of hem-haw around until finally you say, well, we weren't invited. What else are you going to say? But you know, there's an invitation. There's an invitation that has been given and extended that God has invited whosoever will, let him come. I provided it. It's a time of celebration when we go home to be with God. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be wonderful. Heaven is going to be a wonderful place. There's going to be everything that's good and joyful and the things that bring happiness. And it's going to be, there's going to be quality of life. Again, we're not just going to be spirits floating around. We are going to be living life in a new heaven and a new earth. A place that God has created for us. And the invitation has gone forth. Come to my son's marriage feast. Come and enjoy the bounty that I provided. Do you realize the joy that we have in salvation tonight? One scripture says that it is an earnest of the Spirit. Earnest, like earnest money. You're putting a down payment. the comforts and leadership and joy and blessings of the Holy Spirit in this life is just an earnest of what's to come. It's just a little bit, showing us a little glimpse of something much better to come. And so I want all of us to know tonight, wherever you are in your walk with God, you have been invited. Isn't that wonderful? That no one has been excluded. It doesn't matter what sins have been committed. It doesn't matter how much heartache you have caused in your life. There is an invitation that has been extended to everybody to come to the marriage supper. And so the invitation went out, and he sent his servant out to bid them to come. And I think that's one of the reasons we're here tonight. I'm just a servant from the Father, but I want you all to know that you are bidden to the marriage supper. You've got a special invitation. And it said that they all with one consent began to make excuse. And the first said unto him, I bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it, and I pray thee have me excused. You know that we are living in a time that many people are just in flat out rebellion against God. Don't talk to me about God. I'm not interested in it. I don't want. But he actually showed some respect here. I pray thee. I mean, he was going to do what he wanted to do, but he dressed it up under the guise of respectfulness. He said, pray thee I to go and have me excused. I've got a justifiable, in my mind, a justifiable reason why I can't answer the call of the Master, the call of the Father that's saying, come. Before we read any further, may the Lord help us tonight to be careful when we offer excuses. When the Spirit of God comes and deals with our hearts, saved and unsaved alike. Has anyone here besides me ever offered excuse? The Spirit of the Lord comes and deals with us and we're saved. But the Spirit of the Lord comes and deals and we have a good reason. We have a reason why maybe I can't just be instantly obedient. Well, another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. These are lawful things. They were not even saying, I'm going to just hold on a minute. I want to go commit fornication here, and then maybe I'll come to the wedding. I want to go get drunk tonight, and then I'll come and answer the call. That's not what he said. They said, their answers here were the cares of life. The reason why they said, well, just if you can excuse me, because I have some things to do. Do you realize that we do what we place priority on tonight? When people say, I don't have enough money to do such and such, they might not have any money, but if you see them through getting a so-called value meal at McDonald's, it meant they had $7 at least. And I'm not saying it's wrong to go spend $7, but they had priorities. I have money to get a McDonald's value meal, but I don't have money to do this over here. It means that I'm making priorities. With our time, it's the same way. You know what? If I had time, I would do that. Lord, I know there's something you want me to do. And Lord, if I had more time. But we're using our time for something, aren't we? So it's about priorities. And the excuses that they gave here, while some are according to the lust of the flesh, the excuses we read here were lawful things. It's not wrong to buy a piece of ground. It's not wrong to go prove your oxen. But when it interferes with what the Lord is calling of us, that's where the problem is. And then he went on and another said, I've married a wife and therefore I cannot come. Marriage was in the plan of God. But marriage and lawful relationships are never to interfere with what the Spirit of God is calling for in our life. And we find in this place that there were many that missed out because of lawful things. So I just want us to consider, what excuses are we offering, if any, for why we're not saved tonight? What excuses are we offering for the things that we know the Spirit of the Lord has been dealing with me in my life? Have we been responding, or have we been delaying obedience? Because I have some reasons, and I have some other things that I'm doing, and I want some more time. And so the servant came and he showed his Lord these things. And the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, "Go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of that city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind." See, one place he's told him, well, it's in this next one, another account's a little different. "But the servant of the Lord said, 'It is done as you recommended,' and yet there's room." There's room in Father's house tonight. There's room for everyone. See, the message of salvation went out to the Jews. And the Jews as a nation rejected Christ as the Messiah. And yes, God was angry. But as the Jews rejected the Messiah, the invitation of salvation went out to all people. The message of salvation was to the Gentiles, and I'm so thankful because I'm one of those Gentiles. And I'm thankful that I heard the call of God. You see, it wasn't just that the Father was quiet about it. He sent out this message and he said, "There's a wedding feast. I want you to come and join yourself with my son. I prepared something wonderful for you." And they begin to make excuse. And he came back, and the Lord said to the servant, "Go out in the highways and the hedges and compel them." You know, as I read that, I was like, "Lord, help me. I want to do more compelling." You see, compelling means try to convince people. It's more than just, well, being quiet about it. But I've been invited to the most wonderful thing in life. We've been invited. Wouldn't you like to bring someone with you? He said, "Compel them." If we are convinced that this is truth tonight, it's kind of an adjunct to the message this evening. May we be inspired to compel people to come to the Lord Jesus. May we recognize that if we're saved, we've got the best that life has to offer. I have found that fountain of blood tonight. I have found something better than the lust of the flesh. I found something better than all of the things that the world has to offer. I found something better than going to the Super Bowl. I found something better. I found something better than all the pleasures of the flesh. I found it in Jesus Christ. But it was just earnest what I found in this life. There's something ahead of us that God has prepared for his people. And so he said, "Go out in the highways and the hedges and bring in the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind." Sometimes we may look at ourselves or look at others and it seems like they are the least qualified to go to the marriage supper. You know, the message of salvation went out to the poor. It went out to those that couldn't see. It didn't go out to just those that were healthy. Jesus himself said, "Those that are sick need not what? A physician." Well, you turn that around. Who is it that needs a physician? I mean, those that are well. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Those that are well need not a physician, but they that are what? They that are sick. Those were the words of Christ. Those that are sick need a doctor. Spiritually, those that are sick. It's not because we're perfect people tonight. It's not because I always get everything right. But the invitation went out to the blind. It went out to the maimed. It went out to those that have things in their past, the way they were raised, that they say, "I'm spiritually handicapped." The message went out to them. The invitation was given, "Come to the marriage feast." come to the supper. And so they went out in the highways and hedges and compelled them. And Jesus said, that my house may be filled. There's room in the house tonight for more people to be saved. There's more room in the house tonight if you're not saved. Whether it's someone sitting in this chapel or someone that's listening now or in the future. If you are not saved, there is room at Father's house. And I'm going to go a step further. Actually, that's the furthest you can go in that. But I also want to say this. There is room with God's people. It doesn't matter how badly you have hurt people. It doesn't matter how bitter you have been against the saints. It doesn't matter how you have talked about them. It doesn't matter what you have done. There is room among God's people. I remember someone told me a few years ago they had done something, and I felt more peer pressure than from God. But they said, if the saints will just let me come and sit in the back row. You know what I told them? I said, you come here. I said, we've got room on the front bench for you. Jesus did not come for perfect people. Jesus did not come to those of us that He did not come to people that had it all figured out. He came to those of us that have needs in our life. He came to people that are addicted by sin, which means they can't break free of it in themselves. That's why Jesus came. Jesus came to people that are maimed and blind. He came to people that have failed horribly. That's why Jesus came. And the invitation went out. And I wonder tonight, when the invitation comes to us, what are we doing with it? You see, it's kind of like getting an invitation in the mail that you kind of look at and throw it aside. And then you get a phone call, are you coming? And then someone comes and knocks on your door and says, are you coming? It's like they're following through. Do you know that's the love of God this morning? He's following through and He's inviting us. It is God's plan for us to be in a place of peace with God right now. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you are not at peace in your life this evening, you can be. If you have been resisting the dealings of the Holy Spirit, you don't need to resist any longer. The Lord will forgive you. But I want us to take note of how this story that Jesus told ended up. He said, I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. I invited them and they didn't come. They made excuses. You know, you may say, don't put me on the spot, Brother Michael, but you're not answerable to me, but I want you to be on the spot tonight. I'm on the spot with the Lord too, okay? What are your excuses? What are our excuses? If you're not saved tonight, what are your excuses? What's more important? If you're saved tonight and the Lord has talked to you about some things in your life and you haven't submitted to it, what are your excuses? Why are you putting the Lord off? Like I said, I don't know why the Lord gave this message, but I believe He gave it for a reason. I pray that the word doesn't fall to the ground tonight. He said, those that were bidden will not taste of my supper. This is one of the problems with doctrines that teach that there will be any kind of a second chance to make their peace with God. I know there's all kinds of mixed up teachings on the millennial, but usually somewhere there's another opportunity given. That is not what our Lord Jesus taught. He told us that now is the time. There's not going to come another time to be saved. There's not going to come, because time is short, folks. we're going to need to live our life so if the Lord comes back tonight, that we can say, Lord, the blood's been applied. And Lord, maybe I'm not exactly where perfect in this area, but Lord, I'm not making excuses any longer. I'm not justifying myself. Lord, I'm limping a little bit, but Lord, by the grace of God, I'm headed to where you're calling me to. I'm headed that direction by your grace. But if I excuse myself and I justify myself, we're going to get in trouble with God. And I believe there's a lot of people going to be in trouble with God. He said they're not going to taste of my supper because I gave them an invitation. How many times has the Spirit of God dealt with us? The Scripture says in John 6:44, and this really ties in with what I mentioned in our closing last Sunday. John 6:44, he said, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. No man can come except the Father draw him. Do you realize the Holy Spirit is faithful to call after people's heart? He's faithful to call after us. He has been faithful. And it is His mercy when He calls again and again and again. But no man can come if I don't hear the invitation, if I don't hear the appeal of the Spirit of God, how do I even know what to do? And so if I reject the dealings of the Spirit of the Lord when He is calling, I'm going to lose the sense of urgency in my life to say yes to the Lord. When the Spirit of God deals with me and with you, that is the time to yield to the Lord. That is the time it's so easy when you have a heart that is in under conviction by the Holy Spirit and the Lord is calling them and they come. It's so easy to pray through. But I have prayed with people that had rejected the Spirit of God so long, they didn't even hear the call. It was tough. Because they had not been listening and they had rejected over and over. The time to yield is tonight. The time to be saved is today. The things that for those that love God tonight and the Spirit of the Lord has been dealing, there is a time in His mercy that He deals, and there is a time that He says, you need to be obedient. And if you're not obedient, I'm not going to pester you, because I was faithful to talk to you. And I will respect your decision. And then we go on our way, not yielding to the call of the Spirit, and then we start feeling like everything's okay. I don't feel bad about what I'm doing. I'm not convicted. But the question is, did you used to be convicted? What did the Spirit of the Lord used to be calling you to? And I find that when that flame begins to rekindle and someone starts to feel that heaviness, that is a sign that the Spirit of the Lord is still dealing with you. But if I no longer feel drawn, that's a very dangerous place. So there's another scripture as we bring this to a conclusion. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, in the second verse, for He has said, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. See, this is directly referencing in the Old Testament, there were prophecies of a coming Messiah. There were prophecies and they were looking forward to it. And as they were looking, because this is quoted from the book of Isaiah, they were looking forward to the day that the Messiah would come. And now Paul is saying, that God's heard you. See, in the fullness of time, God sent his own son. The time is now. The Messiah is here. The Lord has heard the cries of his people, and he sent the Messiah, and he said, behold, now is the accepted time. Don't wait for someone else to come. There's not going to be another Messiah. There's not going to come another dispensation of grace. This is the time. And he said, now is the day of salvation. We need not look for another age. God sent his Son, and he sent the Holy Spirit, and he's not going to send anything else. The next time that the Son of Man comes, he's going to usher us in to the judgment. And that's going to be over. There's not going to be any time to make our peace with God. There's not going to be any time to say, you know what, my oxen really aren't as important. Getting married, it wasn't as important. All of my excuses, it's going to mean so little when we stand before the judgment of God. So, when the water is troubled, when the Spirit of the Lord is speaking, when Jesus is passing by our way, that's the time to say yes, Lord. Because if not now, and I'll ask you if it's okay, but I'm going to do it. If not now, I know this is very personal to each one of us. But if there's anyone tonight that's not saved, if not tonight, when are you going to get saved? If not now, when? Do you think there's going to be a better day? A more convenient time? There's not. For those that are saved tonight and the Spirit of God has been, and he is, he's trying to get us ready for the end. He's trying to get me ready, saints. He's trying to get you ready. If we're not yielding, and we're not submitting, if we don't tonight, when are we going to? When are we going to finally just say, yes, Lord? I've been struggling, and the Lord gives us a space. But see, the invitation's going out tonight. It would not surprise me at all that if after this service, someone here went out into eternity. It wouldn't surprise me a bit. I don't know that they will, but I want to be ready. The Lord knows why. So I ask us again, if not now. I am persuaded that there are a lot of people that sit in pews of among the saints that are resisting the dealings of the Holy Spirit. I can't play Holy Spirit. I don't want to. It's not my job. But I want to see us all make it to heaven. And our time is really, really short, folks. And if we're not willing tonight to say, Lord, maybe I need to be saved. Maybe I need to lay something down the Lord's been talking to me about. But if we don't do it tonight, I'd just like you to take this home with you. When is it going to happen? The invitation has gone out, so maybe we, as we close tonight, we could stand and sing a song. And if there is anyone that the Spirit of the Lord is calling to you, I want to encourage you to say yes to the Lord.